Well, at this time of the year, you want to celebrate. You want to sing, you want to dance, and you want to watch other people do those things if you are not somebody who does those things. There is a cool dance competition going on. It's an open-style dance competition, and it's set up to honor a guy who just believed everybody ought to dance together. The founder of the Willy Krueger Dance Competition, John Dioria, joins us on the phone this morning. Hey, John, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us about Willy Krueger.
Well, he was my friend and my cousin, and we used to dance in a group called the Dynamic Body Rockers back in the 1980s. And he just always wanted the kids to come together and dance. And his whole thing was he never saw economic background, race, religion, anything like that. He thought as long as kids are dancing together, then none of that means anything. And that builds relationships beyond that point, because a lot of kids, you know, younger kids don't look at all of that. And if you can get them not to look at that by dancing and stuff, you know, that helps overall as they grow into adults. So at about 2010, he passed away in an electrical accident. And his whole thing was he was still dancing at around the age of 40 and still trying to get kids to stay out of trouble and dance. And when he passed away, me and a few people were trying to come up with an idea how to honor him every year. And I just, you know, threw out an idea, and I said, why not come up with a dance competition? And everybody kind of looked at me and was like, you're not going to be able to put a dance competition together in Duluth. There's not really enough dancers.
And not only that, in this town, men don't dance. Well, in northern Minnesota, men don't dance. I wish I had met, I wish I had known your cousin. But anyway, so they said, no, 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 you can't do it. And what did you say?
Well, I said, let's, you know, we had a celebration of life and all that. And then the following year, you know, I came up with the idea right around his anniversary, his first anniversary. And, you know, I didn't have any sponsors. I didn't have any idea how to put a dance competition together, but I knew I had danced in them before. So I had a little bit of an idea because I actually competed in them when we were younger with Willie. So I kind of, you know, looked online and kind of got a few different ideas, but I didn't want to put one together like the dance schools do. I didn't want it to be like really formal and disciplined and stuff. I just wanted it to be really loose and fun like Willie would have wanted it, and, you know, have different styles come together. And especially when I brought that up to everybody, they're like, how are you going to have different styles compete against each other? That's not going to work. And I said, well, you know, we'll figure out a way to make it work, because that's, you know, Willie wanted everybody to compete, and I don't care if it's break dancers against the kids in the schools and things like that. But we'll, so kind of at first, you know, I just kind of ran with the idea at first, and figured I would kind of, you know, kind of put it together as it went. And I put the first one together in 3 weeks, made my own posters, got a venue. Horseshoe Billiards and Bar was, you know, they were more than willing to allow me to use their space because Willie used to hang out there. They got me a free DJ, and I put out flyers basically saying, come and register. There was about 5 minutes to the competition starting, and I had a bar full of people, and I didn't even have one dancer yet. And just about, like I said, 5 minutes to 10 people walked in and said, is this where we sign up for the dance competition? And I said, yep. And I said, are all you dancers? And they said, yep. And I said, well, that's good enough for me. 10 will work. So that's pretty much how the first one started. I had 10 dancers, and I did ages 16 to 20 and 21 and up that year. And that's because it was in just a bar. And then the next year, actually that year, Fox 21 News came down and actually covered it, and it made the news, and it made the newspaper. So that kind of built it up a little bit and helped me out. And so I had a whole another year to sit down, talk to people, have meetings, find sponsors, and kind of make it a lot bigger. And, you know, I didn't want to do it in a bar, just in a strictly bar setting the following year, and that was kind of a small area to have a dance competition. So I went to Grandma's Sports Garden with the idea, and, you know, they said, well, come back to us with a business plan and medical forms, you know, show us that you're really serious about this. So I did. I typed up everything, you know, dotted all my I's, crossed all my T's, and came back and had a business meeting with them. And they said, okay, we'll see how it goes. We'll give you a year to do it. you know, we'll, this year we'll try it out. And in the middle of their first show there, they came up to me and said, this is great. This is really great. And now we're in for the long haul. So since then, I have now been there 5 years at Grandma Sports Garden, and I plan on continue having the rest of mine there. I did decide 2 years ago that I am going to only do 10 of them because it does take a lot of work by myself, and it keeps getting bigger and better. And, you know, I have just a lot of other things going on in my life, but I think 10 years is a nice run to honor Willie and for the kids to come out in the community and have something to do every year.
What do you think Willie would say?
he'd be out on the floor laughing. And, well, I know he always had this thing where anytime I did anything, or because we did a lot of crazy stuff together, good things, bad things, but we grew up together since the age of 12, so we knew each other pretty well. He'd always just laugh and go, ah, cuz, it's going to be okay, or you know, if we're going through hard times, or you know, he just always had this huge laugh and this huge smile where he would just, you know, pat you on the back and just be like, oh, you know, I can't believe you did this. Or so I can just see that smile, say, man, I'm so proud of you, and, you know, I can't believe you kind of took my vision and kind of did something with it. So, you know, and that's the way I look at it every year. I told the newspaper this a few years ago, but every year about a month or so before the competition, I go up to his gravesite and I take a flyer and I set it on his grave, and I kind of have a whole conversation with him about what my plans are this year and who I'm bringing in for special guests and things like that. And, you know, and we just kind of have a, you know, a little chat, almost like he's there. And, you know, and then I just tell him, hey, your name's on this thing, so you need to bring me dancers. And every year he makes it more successful. I mean, this year we were 250 in attendance to 300, they estimated, which was a little bit lower than last year, but it did snow, so I wasn't too worried about it. And our internet viewing, because we actually use iFan Sports Network, they come and film it live on the internet. Last year our internet was 151 views, and this year it was 347 views.
Wow. He's so proud of you, John. He's so proud of you. What a wonderful way to honor your friend and your cousin. And thanks so much for taking some time to share your story with us this morning.
Nope, and no problem. And it'll definitely be at Grandma Sports Garden next year, sometime around December and November. It's always in that area, and it will always be free to attend and to dance. And it's from ages 9 and up. So definitely come out next year, whoever missed it this year, and celebrate with us. And if you'd like to watch last year's show, definitely go on iFan. Sports Network, iFan.tv, and it's archived, so you can see last year's show as well.
That's fantastic. Thanks again, John, so much for joining us.
All right, thank you.
John Deoria is the cousin and friend of Willie Krueger, a man who just loved to dance and wanted to help kids stay out of trouble and make friends and be together and share the joy of dance.